And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, and welcome back. It's another edition of Finances on Friday featuring David Fisher of Landmark Capital answering some very compelling insights into your finances. And for the next 30 minutes, you're going to be enlightened as we embark on another edition of Finances on Friday here at KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And here with The Answers, once again, Landmark Capital's David Fisher. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Aloha, Bart, and aloha all the listeners there. I am doing fantastic, but I can't say the news that I'm going to give today is certainly not even close to short of being fantastic. It's just the opposite. The biggest news I'm going to share today is the most predominant news I've ever officially announced in 30 years of my career. So make sure your ears are perked up. Unfortunately, I hope we'll never top this one. I don't even know how you could, but thanks for having me on the program on Friday. It's the end of the week, TGIF, but this is not a good news on Friday. But we need to report accurate news and so people can be aware of what really is going on below the surface. There's a whole, just like in the ocean, there's a whole nother world down there. I'm a scuba diver, dove lots of times in Hawaii. There's a whole nother world below mainstream media news that they don't even want to talk about, but it is existing. You know, you and I were talking about this week, that there's a huge dichotomy between these two news sources. And the one that's underneath the water, so to speak, was talking very loudly and very predominantly and precisely in 2007. Yet mainstream media was ignoring these warning signs. And look what happened in 2008, a massive recession, the Great Recession, they call it in our lifetime. Stocks went down over 50%. Gold shot up. So did silver. And it took it 4 to 5 years for you to recover your portfolio, and real estate got hit. The same predominant news sources are saying just the opposite. Not necessarily about real estate, but I'm talking about this major problem with the dollar, major problem in the banks, U.S. banks, and major debt problem in our country. It's being talked about very loud and clear, even more emphatically now, but not so much as it was this level back in 2007. So that tells me something is getting ready to break. And I'm not that kind of guy that makes these kind of announcements that says those things. So buckle up today. We got some big information. Thanks for having me on.
All right, David, and you did allude to this last week, last week's program on Friday. You alluded to some big, big news. You told me to buckle up. You told folks out there to get ready for that big news. Can you tell me what you are reporting today about a huge financial announcement that was just made? Tell us about it.
It's all about the dollar, Bart. For 50 years, the dollar has been at the center of the world, called the world reserve currency. And why we became that was, well, years before the 70s, the world decided to put that into place. Nixon challenged that philosophy and that decision by the world by taking gold backing off the U.S. dollar in 1971. So the world kind of pulled back, put on the brakes using the dollar. And in 1974, they found a way, the government did, the United States, for the world to use the dollar. We struck an agreement between United States and Saudi Arabia that if they will sell oil only in U.S. dollars, we will protect their country military-wise. That agreement's been in place for 50 years. That agreement ran out on June 9th of this year. It expired. Now, this has far-reaching implications. It has the potential to totally disrupt the global financial order. I'm reading from an article that's in Yahoo News, Reuters, MSN. Lots of even mainstream news sources are reporting this. That's their verbiage. And they're saying that all this is set to change now as Saudi Arabia is now looking well beyond the U.S. dollar to establish other relationships with other countries, evidenced by this kingdom is now one of the newest members of BRICS. We've talked about BRICS before. I have a white paper on BRICS. But this is huge detrimental news to the United States because this is a major source of funding to our country. Trillions of dollars, $25 trillion.
Wow.
Is what traded in oil last year. And we've taken a piece of that puzzle, of that money. Every time a barrel of oil is sold, we make money. And we force the world to hold the dollar. Now that has gone by the wayside.
Pretty compelling news on a Friday. Landmark Capital and your finances on Friday is what you're listening to with your host from Landmark Capital, David Fisher. Now, we've got more questions for you, David. By the way, do you want to give a phone number and a website where they can get that information you just mentioned about the white papers?
Absolutely. You can call us at 844-604-2575. Again, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com.
All right. Well, David, why didn't Saudi Arabia continue this agreement, and how much of it is dependent on BRICS?
Well, let's think of it this way, and I've talked about this a little bit before, and I'm going to share this more in the future. I got some more information next week. It's not going to top this, but it's going to explain this more, too. But again, as I said before, in Hawaii there's a gas station on one side of the road that's higher, much higher in price. And then there's a gas station just across the street that's much lower in price than the one that's higher in price.
Mm-hmm.
And as Hawaiians, you can go and choose where to fill up your car with gas. How many people are going to choose the higher price gas station? It's common sense. And that's what the world is doing. The world can sell oil cheaper than the United States can sell oil. The world can sell oil without the United States involved in the middle of the transaction between Saudi Arabia and other countries that buy oil from Saudi Arabia. So this is a simple math. A fifth grader could understand this. He can buy a candy bar cheaper somewhere else. He's going to go buy the cheaper one, get more candy for his money. Magnify that. This is about oil, the largest commodity in the world. And this is now being bought cheaper without the dollar involved. But this started a long time ago. And actually, the biggest announcement in modern day here was January 20th of 2023, when Saudi Arabia announced, the prime minister, the prince there, Mohammed Al-Jadan, he told Bloomberg News on television that they are going to settle oil trades using other currencies than the U.S. dollar. So this is not a new thing. It's been in the makings for a year and a half or longer behind the scenes. But we've done nothing. Our United States leaders have done nothing about this. And it takes many more steps. Russia and Iran, they've just finalized another agreement to trade in their local currencies instead of using the dollar. So the expiration of the petrodollar agreement represents a significant shift in global power and dynamics, and it highlights the changing landscape in the energy and also the currency markets, and it's going to affect us more than anybody else. Let's put this into perspective. In 2015, 99% of all oil was sold in U.S. dollars. 99, almost all of it. Last year, 80% of oil was sold in U.S. dollars. Today, less than 50% of oil is sold in U.S. dollars. I'm going to speculate now. A year from now, it'll be under 20% of oil being sold in U.S. dollars. We, the middlemen, it's not going to get any revenue or very little from this. And there's going to be a flooding back. So the BRICS acceptance of the Saudi Arabia kingdom into its bloc was a major decision. And they're not the only oil-producing country that's done this, that came into BRICS that the same day Saudi Arabia came in, which was a year ago. So this symbolizes the end of the petrodollar usage. And Brian Mahoney, he's a co-founder of ARC. He's a guy who is a strategist, writes newsletters. And he says that this means that the world's currency top energy assets, like oil, is no longer going to be priced in dollars, opening the door for alternative assets instead, like gold, is what he says. Now, Vladimir Putin said on June 12th that BRICS is working on shaping an independent payment system free from political pressure, abuse, and external sanctional interference. That's his quote. So what he means by that is we're going to have this whole system that people can buy and sell not just oil, but a whole payment system that they can trade amongst their countries and not be a part of the dollar. And therefore, the United States can't put sanctions on this. So this is a very positive movement, is what he is saying. Well, think of this. If you're a leader, those of us that are hearing my voice, if you were a leader of a country and you saw Russia money being seized by the United States, and you fear that your money could be seized by the United States, and there's this new system that allows you to move your money around amongst between your country and other countries in buying goods and products and services like oil and other things, and you now no longer have to worry about your money being seized, and it's cheaper to do this, you're not going to think twice. You're not going to blink. You're not going to wait a heartbeat. You'll say, sign me up. And that's why BRICS is expanding at a significant pace. Jamie Carrasco, he's a senior investment advisor, a senior portfolio manager at Concord Genuity Financial. He says this about this announcement. Quote, what is important to every Western investor is the fact that the petrodollar is now being replaced in oil sales with a gold convertible petrowon contract. And I'm sure Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Iran, like Russia, would be glad to accept gold in trade in settlement for oil instead of the U.S. dollar, end quote. So that's where we're going next. That's what part of this big scheme is. Eventually, BRICS will be backed by gold, and countries can receive payment in gold through the BRICS system instead of having a fiat currency called paper, dollars. So this is going to gravitate lots of countries to the usage and being part of the BRICS system. We're just getting started, in other words. So the worst is still yet to come, unfortunately, for the United States, because dollars are going to be flooding back to the United States because the world's not going to use them in the largest oil trade in the more.
All right, David, well, thank you for that. And we'll find out in our next segment just how gold and silver are doing these days as David Fisher returns with Landmark Capital's Finances on Friday right here on KTNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, and we're back once again with Finances on Friday, every single Friday at 6:30, KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And here once again with the answers and the insights all about your finances from Landmark Capital, it's David Fisher. And we continue, David, with our next question. Now, hearing all of this, one might think that the Federal Reserve is the backstop or is going to come to the rescue and maybe buy treasuries or just won't let any of this to happen to the U.S. dollar. What do you say to that?
Well, again, this is just a simple. Can the government in Hawaii tell you what gas station to go buy your gas at? No. We live in a free market, free capital environment, and the world sees the United States as, in essence, that. Historically, we've been that. But recently, we've been operating more communistic type and seizing people's money when they don't do what we want them to do. Now, I'm not for the war. I want to make that really clear. But there's a difference between you can be against the war and actually seizing a country's money and then giving that money away to another country. That's exactly what the United States has done recently. And that's not anything that our founding forefathers based our country upon. But let's get into the Fed for a second. Can they be the backstop? Well, for them to be the backstop, they got to be buying a lot of debt. They're selling the debt. Let's put this into perspective. Since April of 2022, the Federal Reserve has sold $1.71 trillion of U.S. debt. Their thing called the balance sheet was $9 trillion. Now it's down to $7.2 trillion. So the Fed is not buying all these U.S. Treasury debt instruments anymore. They're selling them. Why are they selling them? Because they used to be our backstop. The largest central bank in the world, the Federal Reserve, who is United States relatable. It's not the government. They're independent. But they have been historically the biggest buyers of U.S. debt. Why are they selling this? Well, remember those banks we talked about that went under recently? Those banks went under because they bought U.S. Treasury debt. They were underwater. The same debt the Federal Reserve has bought. The Federal Reserve is underwater. They're underwater by 20, 30, maybe 40%. I'm speculating, but at least 20% in the short-term Treasury bills they've been buying, which is a significant of their balance sheet. So they got to get rid of it. They're in trouble. Now, they won't admit this. They won't open their books to Congress. But just because they won't open it doesn't mean that they're safe. In fact, it says just the opposite. They're in trouble. They've got something to hide. It must be bad news. So open up your books, Federal Reserve. because that's the right thing to do. All the other banks in the world are required to do this, but not you.
Yeah.
That says your lack of transparency says you're hiding something. And I'm going to, it's not even really speculation. It's just simple math. They are upside down, Bart. But this is worse than we can even imagine. This is the largest, the backstop central bank of all central banks. They're selling the debt. And they bought a lot of debt. From 2003 to 2008, the Federal Reserve increased their debt by $910 billion. But the next 6 years, they increased it by $7 trillion, or up 885%. So the Fed is in trouble. They got to get rid of this. And people who don't sell gold are saying, like Luke Gromin, I've quoted him before, he has saying that the U.S. Treasury market will be dumped globally and reserves by 2030 will get repriced. They're going to reprice the Treasury market. He's not the only one saying it. This, the bond king, Jeffrey Gundlach, just said that here last week also. So over decades, the U.S. has become good at exporting Treasury bills, bad at exporting everything else, goods and services. And that's going to change, Gromin said. It's the only way we're going to survive. We need to export products, not our debt. The world does not want our debt. They want real stuff. But he says this, but we can't do that without unless we have a weak dollar. And to have a weak dollar, you're going to see the price of gold going up. So you're going to see, Bart, a weak dollar. You're going to see the price of gold going up. Central banks have been stopped buying treasury bonds 10 years ago on a net basis, which just means they've sold more than what they bought. That started about 10 years ago. Now they have bricks into place. You're going to see higher prices in gold, lower prices in dollars. Gromin says this, quote, "Treasuries for central banks are no longer a risk-free investment. If you do something to the United States that the government does not like, they will take your treasuries, full stop. They did it to Russia. They've done it to others, which has now opened the eyes of the world," end quote. So Gromin is saying also, gold's move up has just begun. Now, I'll say one last thing in reference to this. Saudi Arabia, Reuters says that the Biden administration has tried to create a treaty with Saudi Arabia, but they don't want to have this treaty. There's too many, there's too many bricks they're put on Saudi Arabia, restricting them from doing multiple things they want to do, prohibiting them from working with China, etc. So these sanctions are like a knife fight, or they're like a surgeon, a must-needed tool. And right now, it's a knife fight how the world sees it. They don't want anything to do with this. They are moving as fast as they can away from the dollar. That's going to cause much higher prices in gold and silver.
David, can you give that phone number and your website once again so people can get the free information, not only investing in gold and silver, but on the coming bail-in and BRICS, the new financial system?
Absolutely. 844-604-2575. Again, the number 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. Let me just say one more thing in wrapping up. Here's a guy, J.P. Cordes of Sound Money Defense. He says, "I believe that the stewards of America's money have been very, very poor and irresponsible stewards. So introducing competition to the dollar is a positive one." He says that the money managers in the U.S. can either shape up and get their act together, or the dollar can die a death. It will be vanished into history like any other hundreds of paper currencies that have failed out through monetary and economic history. He says, "I believe in sound money. I think gold and silver is going to win out in the end. And there's another guy saying, Luke Roman, I quoted him before, gold by 2030, so 6 years from now, $7,000 to $15,000. And silver is in high demand right now. So call my company, learn about divesting out of paper and investing in gold and silver. It could be your number one investment. It will save you from a dollar devaluation and a bail-in, which is now completely at the front of the line of how the government can take people's money. Call me right now.
Well, once again, David, thank you. It's been a very compelling and informative 30 minutes. And we look forward to talking with you again with more of the same a week from today, Finances on Friday, brought to you by Landmark Capital. David, until then, aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 at 94.3 The Answer. Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.